Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, it's happening throughout up to the hour 8. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. And of course, welcome to it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to Johan Els, who's been taking you through something else in Spectrum. He's back again tomorrow, and we all will experience the joyride. We all will experience the joyride. Thank you so much, Johan, and may the Father bless you so much. And, of course, we will talk to Barukia. We will talk to Professor Buyiso Ndezi and touch base with them. And this is your show, man. This is your show. It's your talk show. Just as much, we don't prescribe to you. But we speak together. We speak together, you know, and we learn from each other. That is what is important. And touching base also with each and everyone who calls, I really appreciate, I should say. I appreciate it so much. Thank you. Thank you so much for the call. Others, they are calling in, they are singing. Others would be calling in and giving me their views. Others would be talking about the topic, which is important, and I am grateful. I really, really appreciate. Let me welcome Professor Buyiso Ndezi. She's on the line. Professor, greetings and welcome to you.
Greetings, my brother. Thank you so much. It is a blessed day. Greetings to everyone, our family, Radio Pulpit members. Greetings to the brother Barukia and the family. In the mighty name of our Lord Yahushua HaMashiach.
Are you ready for the ladies' retreat, the women's service on the 9th?
I am ready. I can't wait to see beautiful ladies.
Yeah, man. Which is a good thing. It's a good thing.
I can't wait.
Yeah, people are looking forward to seeing you. You know, they hear about you, but they're looking forward to seeing you.
Wow.
And I always tell them how humble you are, you know. And I always tell them that you are a very humble, soft-spoken individual. And even at times, because you and I have ministry, we talk ministry. And then at some stage, I'd be going like, no, you shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have done that.
Oh, yeah. And then I laugh at you.
Yeah. You laugh at me when I yell.
Yeah. I'm well. God is good. I'm well. Thank you for asking. I trust you well, too.
I am well. I'm saying, do you laugh at me when I yell?
I do. What can I say?
Yeah. Being in the ministry and running ministry strategic placings, it needs us to be very sensitive. So we work together in that. And then sometimes there's this thing called work tension.
And
it produces much, so much. It produces so much. So,
it is true.
Anyway, we have Barukia also on the line in Cape Town. Mayahi, greetings. Welcome.
Shalom, Mayahi. Shalom to you and to Professor Buyiso Ndezi and family. Shalom to our Radio Pulpit family as well. I trust you are well.
Halala. You know, what's the date today? Is it the 30th of July? Oh, yeah. That's why some people are very happy. Unlike me. Unlike me. Me, I'm just, you know, messed up. Munna, let me tell you. The last time I really had a salary was 2006. February. No, man, I'm not talking honorarium, I'm talking a salary.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you call someone like Ray Arno, I want to buy a car, they say to me, give me your pay slip. And then they go, man, you must be joking. Anyway, so I thought you would say, Shalom. It's a sick tune, you know, it's a sick tune. I thought you'd say that. Shalom. Because you'd be driving in the rainy streets of Cape Town. You know,
yeah.
I guess it's Devon Road or what. You'd be driving there and you'd going like Shalom. And I'd say, hey Muna, yeah, the cars must be very slow in Cape Town. Here, Muna, when you start to say Shalom, there's another one with a bike just near your mirror. You know?
Yeah.
I'm happy you're well. I'm happy you're well, Maya. Yeah, I'm happy you're well. Professor, I'm also happy you are well. And yes. We are basically, you know, and this is one of those things, we are looking into the issue tonight, which is something that I think we need to look into. Much of the times we don't give heed to this, you know, we don't give heed to this. And I said last week, some people are going to have a problem with me after this conversation that we will have. And we said we are going to talk about the elders in the church. The elders in the church, their roles and charges. Their roles and charges. What is their role? And what are their charges? And the thing that I thought, okay, would make us to argue is that I'm going to put my argument and say the very same people who aspire to be bishops and have gone on to actually call themselves such, their duty is that one of being an elder. Their duty is that one of being an elder. And we are going to look into this. And I trust that as we do so, the Father will bless you so much in a mighty way. He will bless you so much in a mighty way. And then remember and take note that we are learning together. We are not fighting, but I'm going to go with the premise that elders are actually bishops. And I used to laugh at some guys. I remember some guys were showing me their certificates of being bishops. And I said to them, look, if you continuously go on and gloat around me that you are bishops, I am going to show you what a bishop is in the word. And then I showed them that a bishop is actually an elder in the church. Hey, they were angry with me. Because they say an elder is someone who occupies a lesser role of importance and authority than the bishop. But it's not like that. And I know many people who believe in what we call the bishopric and all these persuasions that have come through imperialism. Basically have made us to have some distortions when it comes to the issue of elders. We're going to look into that because elders are also overseers in the church. They are officers in the body of Christ. And bishops are also overseers in the body of Christ. So we are going to touch on that. And I'm not saying that you stop calling yourself an elder. You stop calling yourself a bishop. I'm just saying, please note that this is what you actually mean. And I'm going to go with scripture regarding that. I'm going to go with scripture regarding that. And I know many people would go on to say, yeah, but, you know, this is how it is, you know. We're going to look into that, you know. Petra Small says, Bishop is a peace in skak. Gesiende Aunt, blessings. A peace in skak. All right. I will play your voice note so that I can understand even far much more. But thank you so much, Petra. Petra Small there. Now, these are known as overseers, these elders, officers and overseers. And I want to go to 1 Timothy, and I will stay there a bit. I will go to 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17, and really argue this a bit, you know, in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. When we are talking about an elder, what are we referring to? Because these are officers, not just mere officers, but these are officers just like bishops. These are officers just like bishops. And I'm going to touch on that. What is an elder even all about? 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. Then I'll go back to Acts just a bit, but I want to touch on 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17, so that you see for yourself. I see people are sending me WhatsApps already. This is good. This is good. This is good. I'm happy. I'm happy that you are going to teach me today. I am willing, Mayaki, I am willing to learn. If I am wrong, I am willing to learn. But let me go to chapter 5. Yes. Yeah. Let me go to chapter 5 and so that you can see my point of argument. Not necessarily agree with it, but so that you can see my point of argument. Verse 17. Let the elders who rule well be counted of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain, and the laborer is worthy of his wages. Right, fine, fine. But my point is in verse 17. And the subtopic there, you would see it's about honoring the elders. Let the elders who rule well. So their duty is to rule. Their duty is to rule. And Pietro Small says the bishop is a peace in skak. I wonder what that, I wonder what it means, but it's supposed to be very funny. The elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, and especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. They rule and labor in the word and in the doctrine. Elders. What's an elder? One whom the Father has put on to rule well. Means governors. These are governors. Overseers. That's what it says. These are governors and overseers. And then, let me go back to Acts then. Now, when you look into the word in the book of Acts, and you look into Acts chapter 11, bear with me. I'm using hard copy. I'm not this, you know, keyboard guys. But when you look into this, you'd see Acts chapter 11, verse 30, it says, this they also did and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. Okay. Let me, the relief of Judea. And in these days, prophets came from Judea to Antioch. Then one of them named Agabus stood up and showed by the Spirit that there was going to be a great famine throughout all the world, which also happened in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, each according to his ability, determined to send relief to the brethren dwelling in Judea. This they also did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Paul. These guys, duty is governance and also provision. They make sure that the nation is well taken off. They are provisioners. In other words, these are administrators. All right? It's their works. I want to show you, when they say someone is an elder, and then it's people who just sit and have meetings and drink coffee and eat lots of cake and laugh and what and gossip about people's problems. No. And the church doesn't have these kinds of people. Instead of us having so many feeding schemes, the elders in the body of Christ should be administering these things. Administration. These are administrators of relief. Gatekeepers also they are. To warn the people, prepare the people, and those who are found in disasters like famine, that attacks, and all, the orphans and what. These people facilitate these ministries. Governors. Right? And then in chapter 14, verse 23, of the very same Acts, chapter 14, verse 23, it says, "So when they had appointed the elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Elohim in whom they had believed. And after they had passed through Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia." Now, that's why I'm saying that these now are bishops, because they are taking care. They are taking care of the ministry. First Peter 3, Peter Otto says, you need to read the complete chapter. I will, Peter. When you look into this now, it's amazing that their work is also to strengthen the converts, which means they have the duty of strengthening the converts, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, "We must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of the Elohim." That's verse 22 of Acts 14. And when you look into it, verse 23, then it says, "So then they had appointed the elders in every church." These are the people who basically have to continue with the work of strengthening the souls, exhorting the people to continue in the faith, strengthening the souls, the disciples, that they continue in the faith, saying, "We must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of the Elohim." These people basically are the voice behind the movement of evangelism. I wonder if we have such people in the church today. And I'm talking the body of Christ. I'm not talking about your denomination where you tell me we have elders. They do. No. I'm talking according to the word. You see, this is a national thing. I'm talking about elders because elders have national duties. These are national responsibilities. These are not people who should be caged into your church and they take care of you alone. But they are called on to bring national relief, to work works of strengthening, exhortation, encouraging, and mobilizing the nation towards endurance, peace, reconciliation. Setting out the narrative for families, schools. Look at what is happening in schools. Principals are arrested for racism. This is what happened. I saw this one boy chasing a teacher with a knife. A teacher running away from school. A friend of mine once told me that, "Yo, my wife doesn't want to teach in that school anymore. because of what the kids are doing. There are no elders who, from the basis of the church, they are able to influence the social narrative. They're not there. These are the people that historians would call them sophists. Not much of philosophers, but sophists. People who basically bring solutions, administrators of relief, helps, guidance, recommendations, rebukes. These are the people, governors. Just like bishops, governors.
I hope I'll unquatela, Mara. Let me just do this a bit.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And we are talking about elders, and I'm touching a very different perspective with regards to this. And I know many people will speak from a denominational perspective, and that's not where I am. But I'm not saying don't talk about it. I'm saying I am not well-versed into denominationalism. I abandoned denominationalism more than 15 years ago. And I look into the body of Christ as a totality, the nation that is awakening. I'm looking into that. I'm not looking into, you know, clusters of churches. Someone said, no, Tina, in our church we are fine. The nation is not. It's not. Some of the things that are happening in schools are telling us. Things that are happening, the social narrative, our relations as citizens. Okay. Let me read this other one. 15 verse 2. I will stay on chapter 15 just for a while, but I just want to read verse 2 so that our guests can say what they say. Certain men came from Judea and taught the brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. Therefore, when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question. They are supposed to address national issues, and elders are there to address national issues. That's what we see. That's what it's supposed to be. People were sent there, Barnabas and Paul, they were sent, go and inquire from this, because we are having a dispute amongst ourselves. These guys are also judges. Remember the book of Judges? These guys are also judges. So judges never disappeared. You know? And so we're looking into this, and we are asking ourselves, even today, what is the duty of elders? And we see there that they give also, and I told you, the social narrative. They conduct the discipline of tradition. All these customs that are adopted by people must be approved by them. Yeah. And as ke ukuba nandiva na ukenthembe ukuba ndiyandiva ukuthi ndiyangakuphi.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Let me start with you, Professor. When we talk about elders, man, we really should understand from the perspective of the word who these people are supposed to be, isn't it?
Yes, we should. Yeah, you know, as you were talking, we started, or let me say, I started seeing the wrongdoing that we've always done, and the way we have explained what eldership is, the way we've done things. I just saw the nakedness of the body of Christ in this case, that we have taken our own understanding, and we have said, God has said, and we have taken the role that God has put in the church to be a representative of Him, and we have made it our own thing, and then we have ordained people elders, and then we have appointed some duties upon them and all of that. So as you were talking, I was like praying, asking for forgiveness. Say, Lord, we have sinned. Really, we have sinned. We really didn't understand, and we need this light. We needed to have this show today that we may understand who elders are. So just to continue from where you just started, let me start from Acts 15, going all the way up. But I might not finish in this first segment. When you are talking about who are the elders, these were the people whom you said they were addressing the national issues. These were the people and are people who are supposed to be entrusted with specific wisdom from the Most High. These are the people who need to be continually connected with the law. When I say the law, I'm not talking about the law of Moses, but I'm talking about the law from the Father. What is the Father saying at a certain time? These are the men who must know times, who must know seasons, who must know the heart of God. What is God doing? They must know the heartbeat of God. They cannot address national issues if they don't know the heartbeat of God, if they don't know what the will of the Father is at any given point in time. These are the men who are expected to be the judges, as you have said. They need to be able to be knowledgeable. They need to have the spirit of discernment. These are the people who have the spirit of revelation. Mm. These are men of wisdom and knowledge. And as you were elaborating on this, these are people who cannot be appointed by men. Mm. These are not the people whom we can just say, I choose you today to be an elder. But a certain quality and characteristics must be observed from this person, because he is trusted by God to bring correction even to the body of Christ, to bring correction to the doctrine, and to correct the misconception and the misunderstanding within the house of God, within the body of Christ.
Yes.
So we need to know that elders are not just man-made positions. They are not appointed by men. They are not entrusted by men into the position, but they are enthroned by God himself for a specific role. I'm just reminded of the story of Ruth. When Ruth and Naomi entered back into Bethlehem, and when Boaz had to call all the men, he called them by to the gate, and he called the elders. And these people whom he called, that's because he needed a solution. He knew that they know something about the law. They know something about the culture. They know something about the customs. And wisdom is sourced from such people. So in other words, when we speak of elders, we talk of people who are trusted. So they are not expected to be biased. They cannot favor anybody. They cannot stand for people, but they stand for God to people. I think that's what we must understand. They represent God to the body of Christ. They represent God to the nation. They speak for God. They bring correction. They bring counsel. They bring knowledge. They bring revelation. And they also discern the times and the action that must happen at that time coming from the Father. So these are understandings that we are beginning to see now. And you even said they labor in the word and doctrine. So they labor in the word and doctrine because they need to deliver the heart of God. They need to correct misconception. They need to correct any heresy. They need to correct things that are not from God. And if they do that, they continually rule according to the rule of the Lord, according to the ordinances of the Lord. They govern and oversee. It means these are the people who do not need permission from me, from you, but they do things solely based on what the Father is saying.
Sure, I hear you quite well. And, of course, we are talking about elders, what they are all about, and read quite a lot of scriptures. Mayaki, what say you on this? The notion of elders is far much more than what we see in denominations and in the narrative about elders. No, I can't hear you properly because I think there's a feedback. Yeah, now I can hear you, yes. Yes.
All right. For my turn. Okay. For Chunye. Ahi, what we can say right now is that Hona Litakatano in Nzi within the body of HaMashiach because of how we tend to interpret scripture in our own way and get to do things that are not according to how they're supposed to be. So in what has been raised, Kitare, Haraka Sheba, when we speak of this elder, an elder in Hebrew is known as a Zakan, and you also have a word that is similar to the word Zakan, which is Zakah, which means to be pure and clean. And you have the word that is also, the word is called the Zayan. So you can see that there's a relationship between the three words. There's the eldership, there's the cleanliness and the purity, and also the word. So when you look at 1 Timothy chapter 5, number 17, which says that the elders, they direct the affairs of the church. Well, that's so important. The things are directed well, which would mean that there is trust. They should go according to the right ruling, because they become the spokesperson, which means they are directed and they hear from the Rawah. They go according to the word, because as you can see, they are all like closely within the same words. They go according to the word. So we can say they it's a similar role as the angels, which are called the Malachim. So they are also messengers. The word, the book of Malachi, Malachi means a messenger. So to the room. So in them, Barumile, they cannot speak what they think, but they should be carrying a mandate of Abba. As Professor said, they should speak the heart of Abba. So they cannot go, but they must be spot on. But they come and they deliver that. We can look at the stories of Nathan.
Yes.
David Urobete Nemofadua Uriah. And he has to come and address, because Urumidwe. He knows the man has got authority. As he's the king.
Yes.
But Urumidwe, and happen, he puts the story, this is like, David must be able to listen and to admit his mistakes. Somebody else would have chosen to run away. But Okonahoya, I send message as it has to be delivered. So that is now also Rishaba Hore. There is a Batubaya Dikolon today. If Abba is speaking Karua Hakadash, and then Omongwe would develop a syllabus, which means Hare Samayaka syllabus, if Hore is missed it. But the scripture says, the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So now, theology and all that, and then mutwabata are nake graduate, nake certificate, modilong sa aba, khasisa lefatshe, kidilo sa semoya. So yanong re tshwanetse re khone go tlhaloganya gore yanong go bua ene rona re tshwanetse re itete di vessels tse di kgonang go amogela lentswe la gago le go utlwa ga bua. So it is for us to walk well, as the scripture says. It says that they direct the affairs of the church well and are worthy of double honor. And you mentioned some other things that But now, when you look at today, it's even far worse, and you will find them nowhere. You will find them nowhere. They only want to associate and to host politicians because by it already tender, they are closer to the tender. You know? So, can you listen to the house? Then, Libone, Utabona, no, 20, Kutile, Mangman, and all that. Timo Karing, you know, and you know, it's not where we want them. We want them to play a role that is important in the community, to facilitate the Losovu and Katone, and all that. You know, Kore. Hakereke, it can be no better funding, Yakona Hore, Ilo Sosa funding, Yahore, eight Batuba community, Babula Kitan, Arakon in Tajiju and all that.
Yeah.
So these are the things telling Hore, Dia Kaena Hundin. So Hore, Honale Romu, Erfaita, Evafaita making end. Barfea Molitumani. People are pensioners, people are suffering, but instead people will be manipulated. And then, so it's you again, so. So, you know, they talk about you, by your hurry, bana, baru mile, and a rumu and someone, bana lim meat.
Yeah.
Ke so re se tlhokang gore ka jeko ya no gore o mong lo mong re tshwantse le ichebe so that we can receive that double honor, especially those who work in whose work are in teaching and preaching. So le lentswe ga ba tshwanela go eletsa batho favor, but ba rere lentswe the way le leng ka teng ko gore ba tshwere vision, ba tsamaisa vision e seng ya bone. It's in vision, yes, scholars of theology, but vision, yelling to the Abba, this is what Abba is saying. So that we have to understand, at the end of the day, it is about people must be saved. Right? Because we know what is coming. And I know Abba wants these people to enter the New Jerusalem. But now, Harna Leba to buy long for keep on about something, buy it and Leba to copy. Bare thuse bare bontse tsela mme ba re latlha ke mathata.
Thank you so much, Mayahi. And of course we are talking about elders, man. You would see that I stretched their role to be that role of people who are administrators, and to a great extent Baruch Yah is speaking with regards to that. Showing the lack thereof also on our part.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
All right, .co.za, Radio Pulpit, it is coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way, you and I. The Best of Friends, this is happening throughout up to the hour 8. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. We're talking about elders, what they are all about. And verse 22 of chapter 15 of Acts. I want to look into it. I will go to 1 Timothy. Don't worry. I'll go there. Let me just do these little ones of mine, you know, and then come to yours. I will go there, respectfully so. Now, when you look into chapter 15, verse 22, it says, "Then it pleased the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, who was also named Barsabbas, and Silas, leading men among the brethren. They wrote this letter by them, the apostles, the elders, the brethren, to the brethren who are of the Gentiles in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia. Greetings. Since we have heard that some of you went out from us, have troubled you with words, unsettling your souls, saying you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. It seemed good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men to you, our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the name of Christ, the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. And it says, we have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who will also report the same things by the word of mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that you should abstain from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourself from these, you will do well. Farewell." This is governance. This is governance. This is what should be known as rules to communities and to bodies of believers in towns and cities and countrysides. They bring across that which is the authenticated code of conduct and discipline according to the Holy Spirit. And it's a national issue. It's not just these denominational things. Hey, we have our own constitution. They look into the word. Professor?
That's correct, my brother. Thank you so much. These are people whose information is based in the word.
Mm.
What you have read here is basically what God expects the elders of today to do.
Mm.
We cannot govern, we cannot administer anything according to the way God wants us to administer and govern if we are not connected to Him.
Mm.
And if we are not hearing from Him and we have not heard from Him.
Mm.
Let me go back to the scriptures that you just looked at. You started from verse 2 and then you went all the way down again and then you are looking into this kind of a scripture. Let me elaborate from verse 2, then we go to the below verses. In verse 2, you're saying, "Therefore, when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem to apostles and elders about the question." So this is a question of advice that they were talking about here. We need someone who is knowledgeable to give us counsel,
mm.
to give us light, to give us understanding. We need something from God. We need somebody who has met with God.
Mm.
So elders are people who have met with God, either from the Word, through the Holy Spirit, and they are continually in contact with God so that they could be able to answer these questions that are meant to build up the body of Christ, to build up the church.
Mm.
Verse 22, which is where you went to now, it says, "Then it pleased the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company," of mm. their own company. So these were trusted men who've been tested and they've been found worthy that they are able to carry the things of God, the work of God, and they are able to give counsel from God. And hence they could be sent. But these days, we are sending people whom we are not sure of. we are releasing people to other people and we believe that they will do the job. But what the scripture is telling us is that these who were taken and sent to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas are people who were already trusted as people who have received something from the Lord. And whatever they have received from God, they will be able to deliver to other people, which is their role. The duty is to deliver the message of God, the will of God, and the mind of God. When we are able to do that, then God will entrust us with more. So I want to go back again to Ruth chapter 4, which is the verse that I quoted earlier on, so that we can get to understand what are these people's roles are. So starting from verse 1, the background is known to all of us. When Naomi and Ruth left Moab, going back to Bethlehem, this is what happened now. Now Boaz went up to the gate and sat down there, and behold, the close relative of whom Boaz had spoken came by. So Boaz said, "Come aside, friend, sit down here." So he came aside and sat down. Verse 2, and he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, "Sit down here." So he picked up men who were trusted to govern the city. They are not just governing homes. They are not just governing the neighborhood, but elders are meant to govern cities. You spoke about national authority. They they deal with national issues. We are seeing this again even from the Old Testament. When Boaz called these men, he called them because he knew that these are men who are guarding the city, and he had to get counsel from them. We are not only looking into a person who is looking into personal issues, so we need to go beyond a personal issue. We go beyond the family issue when elders have to be chosen. It must be a person who has an interest of God's mandate at heart. So these are the people who are bringing forth the counsel of the Most High. So going back to the context of this scripture here, these are the people now who are gatekeepers. They sit by the gate of the cities, bringing counsel and making judgment. So these are the people who are making individuals who are in the courtroom, because I look at this as a space where laws are made, as a space where judgments are passed. And who are the people who are involved in such activities? These are elders. So it means amongst them are different authorities, different wisdom that is endowed upon their lives, and they are trusted with the issues of the city, they are trusted with the issues of the body of Christ, they are trusted to solve national issues, as we have spoken in this case. So before God could do things, before God could ensure that his work is carried through, he need to, what he does, he pours his spirit upon people whom he will call elders. We see this during the time of Moses. When Moses had to carry the work of God, leading the Israelites, there came a point where Moses could not bear the burden alone. So God instructed Moses to bring the elders, because he knows there is a certain fiber of maturity, certain fiber of wisdom upon those men. With the Spirit of the Most High poured upon them, God can do wonders. God can do more with the elders. But the first thing first, they need to have a certain conduct, certain character that God can be able to work with them. So in other words, when you are an elder, your life must be in accordance to the word of God, because you are guided by the word. You continue to labor in the word. So when you continue laboring in the word, the Holy Spirit, who is the author of the word, continues to pour his spirit in you, that you may be able to transfer that spirit to others. You are able to guard the city. You become the gatekeeper. You become the watchman. You become the judge. And God entrusts some of the things into you that you may give and deposit to others. So this is what we need to understand, particularly in these last days, who elders are and what are their roles, not what we've been doing all along. It's a pity that most of us have been confused or not knowing who the elder is and what the role of the elder is. So we keep ordaining people into eldership, and some of them that do not even have some kind of an understanding of the duties of what they will do. Even the ordainer, the pastor who ordains, cannot even say what your role is, but we expect operation from those kind of people. So So I believe that today God is opening the eyes of many, including mine, just to say the least, including my eyes. I'm beginning to see the bigger picture, and we need to start seeing things from the God's perspective, not from what we've been taught in the past. So it's time of unlearning and learning that we may do the will of the Most High about many issues, and today it's about elders.
Yeah, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, we are talking about elders, their role, what their role is even all about. And I can say without a doubt that, I said as we began, even last week, I said some of the things I will bring across are issues that are going to, you know, ruffle some feathers, you know, because they are not according to what we see happening in denominations, and to dispel the very issue of denominationalism, something I don't submit to for quite some time. I'm looking into the body of Christ, the body of believers, and what the Father is doing with the church in the time that we are living in. Now, I'm bringing across this notion also, Mayachim, of now you saw they were able to deliver a verdict, to put a judgment, to bring something to argument and consider. They cooperate. They also deputize. They deputized Paul, the very same Paul. They also deputize, you know, people for particular issues, and they make recommendations with regards to the expertise that a particular section of the nation may need to arrive at a particular conclusion about matters that are there. These are governors. They are governors. They basically have control of such. Now, I want to bring this also to chapter 16, verse 4 of Acts. Chapter 16, verse 4, that we look into it, then my architect take over from there. And we are opening up the lines. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note. Tell us as to who do you think elders are all about, and what their role is today, and what their role is supposed to be. All right? And if you are satisfied with the roles that you know, and the roles that you see in your church, I mean, if you're satisfied, please tell us, guide us. We are learning from each other, and we are learning together in the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to bring this, Mayach, to also the book of Acts. Yes. The book of Acts. I want to look at chapter 16, verse 4, in the book of Acts. Chapter 16, verse 4. There is something also there that I think we can look into. Chapter 16, verse 4. And it is about the elders again now. And it says, and as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep. And I underline that. They delivered them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number. Now, let me go back to that. As they went through the cities, and this is Paul, man, you can read this in context. They delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined. Their duty is to determine the decrees to keep, which are given to them by the Holy Spirit. Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, they determined the decrees that should be kept by the nation. And it says, which were determined by the apostles at Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened. And look at this. When they do that, they are able to strengthen the various churches of the book of Christ. Amazing.
I didn't say denominations. I spoke about churches of the saints. What's your take, my achi?
Hey, kaloha, my achi. The decrees are the commands and the orders.
Yeah.
I get it. Yes. So now we see the role Eba Itamikan. Why one? Achi, Kiri, how Sheba, you spoke of the word also deputize. Right? So now, Baska Balwanela, Kasema Tumaba Solwanela, who compete the Hamashiach. But, Baka Mokas,
yes.
So, Harishaba scriptures for Isaiah 11. Serebelaka, a shoot will come up from the house of Jesse.
Yes, sir.
From his root, a branch will bear fruit.
Yes, sir.
That now, and the spirit of Abba Yahweh will rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and the fear of Abba Yahweh. And he will delight in the fear of Abba Yahweh. So which would mean, Bamota Sikha HaMashiach, Batanete Banne Mota Sikha HaMashiach. Meaning that, Oile Chai Sita, they get that anointing from HaMashiach, not through competition. So, Haba Samaya, Bailo Batamaisa Lintri, Lintri Balitamaisa, Mobatun, Killing Zulele Nang, Lin Niti, because literally the seven spirits of Elohim. Meaning that John 15:5, Yare, I am the vine. I am the vine and you are the branches.
Yes, sir.
So which means they are part, they are attached to this vine. Hakuna separation of power. Kaha lebatamaya moho banyalan baituta from koko HaMashiach. So akerebari Christianity is because you are Christ like. So now libone bakabe ba tshweri tsela eo. How shaba mo bukeng ya Ezekiel chapter number 8. Ezekiel chapter number 80, yare, number 14. Then he brought me to the north gate, to the house of Abba Yahweh, and number 6. Chapter number 8, number 6. And he said to me, Son of Man, do you see what they are doing? They are doing detestable things in the house of Yasharan. So we have now the elders of the church, Bateng Mo, Baba Irangilo, Teddy Tulen Mosele, Baba Tata Main, Kadi Decrees, or the others, Seuguan Katon. Because now, Batanese Bata Mae, Bailoho Shera Lefo. Again, Bailo Evangelizer. Why one? So, meaning that, Hanere Saiti Lefo. How would they, the Great Commission? Bari Kiseta Lon, Bari Horoseta Lifu, Bari Ruta Katsila, Esia Men, E Pepa, Yan Niti, Yabu Pilo. So it's not about self gain, it's not about Huikumo Sahore, no, but Baberekela, Bamotasha Allahim, Batamayaka, his spirit. And leha ba bafadi advice or tuto yabone, it's tuto e pure. If nang any thing selong resitu le moti leng, haba rapella batu, kineguta muruto mungarene, hey, karente reta, haba to babo me batla, ene, o shedile the consequences.
How?
That's one is a rapella batu babo me. Kurwa hake hana kung ukre man kurei. And go tshwanetse go accept iwe gore ke motho wa ntate. Why what? So dilo tsa no ya re bontse ene batho ba kereke ba itumela ba tsaga go monate ga re kgone go bona gore mara go na le phoso re tsone ke rile mo ga gore mare ga motho a re ga ke go rapella ya no go a senyega gore gore ya no ga mo ka tla go rapella le nosilene la nna ba ba be di fela go senyega o go betela o le motho wa mme ka gore ga na nnete wa bona ga gona ga a tsamaye ka tsela ya ga mashiaga ga se morongwa wa lefoko ke wa nkeme lefoko or le ga ne le gore na kile a bitswa go raya gore yaanong o setse a latlhegile so ke tsela e leng gore re tshwanetse le itse re kgone go lemoga gore re bone ditsela tse di tse ba tshwanetseng ba tsamaye ka tsone re le batho gore re kgone go bona mo lefokong gore tsela e ba tsamayang ka yone ke tsela mang ke tsela e e siameng na scripture se sengwe ya so se sengwe tsa re my agi yare if a man Timothy 1:3 number 5 if a man knows not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of Elohim? Why one?
Yeah.
So, can you look at something really lemoge, really let's talk?
Can it?
Rebale lintwe, and then lintwe kilone, lintwe lina lintwe. Harabata lintwe, refreke ramo lintwe nga aba, halana.
Halala. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp. Let's hear what you say on this matter. We are talking about elders. Who are these elders? What are their functions and roles?
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.